This meeting is being recorded.
We need to first understand what it is and what it means. It is of utmost importance and significance for us to come to terms with what prevailing light is. You see, for even a school teacher to bring his student to a place of understanding on any subject, it is required of the teacher to explain certain key elements in the subject. If it happens to be that he's a mathematics teacher, the teacher cannot deny the student of understanding some key methods of working mathematics out. So first, people of God, it is expedient that we understand what prevailing light means. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So first, I want us to see the meaning of prevailing from the English contextual perspective. You see, when you look at the English contextual perspective of prevailing, what it means is that prevailing means is to prove more powerful or superior. To
prevail
means is to succeed. To prevail means is to conquer. To
prevail
means is to overcome. To prevail means is to triumph. To prevail means to carry the day. To prevail means to gain mastery. To prevail means to be the most important feature. Beloved, it goes on and on and on and on. So as for light, I don't want to talk much about it because you know why? It is the prevailing that is qualifying this light.
Hallelujah.
Beloved, it is not for nothing that through the leadings of the Holy Spirit, the man of God did not just come with the team, that light, but something was added to the light, prevailing. Yes, because we have other lights that do not prevail.
Yeah.
We have strange lights that do not prevail. Yes, so you see, the theme of the month we are talking about, it is the prevailing that qualifies the light. So the question I want to ask tonight is that, what type of light are you carrying? Is your light the true light or it is a strange light? Beloveds, when you bring prevailing light in the biblical and scriptural context, it represents the triumph of divine truth and presence over darkness. You see, when we talk of darkness, it is not the natural type of darkness you and I know. But when we talk of darkness, we are referring to falsehood. Darkness represents falsehood. The Bible or the Word of God uses light as a metaphor for the nature of God. The Bible uses light as a metaphor for God's Word and the presence of Christ in the life of a believer.
That's right.
You see, light's fundamental distinction and inherent superiority, beloved, it can be traced right from creation in Genesis chapter 1, verse 3 to 5. So right from creation, God, by his spoken word, caused light to appear. Yes, and he created a superior light that is to prevail in the domain of man.
Hallelujah.
That superior light he created, it was to rule and have dominance over other lights.
Hallelujah.
Yes, God created that light to prevail and be superior over other lights.
Yes.
And we can find this in Genesis chapter 1, verse 16. But the Bible says God made the two great lights, the greater light, the sun, to rule the day, and the lesser light, the moon, to rule the night. He made the galaxies of stars also. That is all the amazing wonders in the heavens. You see, all these constellations that God created, they were all forms of light, but there was a superior light that is to have dominance.
Hallelujah.
Over all these types of light. You see, if the light we are carrying, if it is not the true light of God, it cannot prevail. It cannot have dominance over anything. It cannot. It cannot. Beloved, there are lights which may appear appear as true lights, but they are actually false, fake, and strange lights. Yes, there are lights that appears to be true light, but they are actually false, fake, and strange lights. That is why Jesus made an emphatic statement in Matthew chapter 7, the verse number 15. Jesus says something there. Yes, I want us to look at the verse, what Jesus said in Matthew 7:15. He says, "Watch out for false prophets. They come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly they are ferocious wolves." They have the form of light, but you see, their light is a fake light. It is a strange light. It is a false light. So Jesus was entreating us to beware of such people. So you see, it is not every light that appears to be true light. It's actually what it is. So it is required of you and I as believers to be careful.
False lights.
People of God, I am bringing you all these historical scriptural background of light. I am doing this for you to know that there are light which is a superior light that prevails, and there are other lights which do not prevail. It is not every light which prevails. So if we don't get this, you see, we will be making the biggest mistakes of our lives. The distinction between the light which prevails and the light which do not prevail, you see, if we don't get it right, the month will end and we will have another theme for the following month. And when we sit down and take stock, we will know, we will come to the point where we will know that we have not benefited from the prevailing light.
That's
still
right.
Still carrying the bobo.
Yeah.
That's right.
So, beloved, if we don't get some of these things right, we will be shouting, prevailing light, prevailing light, prevailing light. But at the end, nothing will happen. Because there are strange lights which do not prevail.
Nice, Lord.
Beloved, I want to draw your attention to this. There are lights, and there are lights. It is not every light that prevails. We'll be making the gravest mistakes of our life to think that every light has a prevailing ability.
Father, enlighten us. Jesus.
It is not every light that has a prevailing ability. Yes, and as we proceed, if time allows us, the word of God will teach us, for us to know that it is not every light that prevails. In fact, there are even some light which prevails in some sense, but its prevalence ability is limited. Let me bring you home and give you practical examples. You just take candle, take bobo, take lantern, take halogen light, take LED light, and take flood light. Which one do you think will prevail among all these set of lights I have mentioned? Beloved, for it is without a controversy and doctrinally unambiguous that there is the true light which prevails. So I am here under the mandates of the Holy Spirit to let you understand with biblical and scriptural truth that if the light you carry is not the true light of Christ, it cannot prevail. Our light can only prevail if the light we are carrying is the true light. So, beloved, in this season that we have gone through spiritual exercise to wait on God, let us reflect on this soberly and assess ourselves if the light we are carrying is the true light of God.
I carry the true light of
Hallelujah.
God.
Hallelujah.
Until your light is in the place of truth, it cannot prevail. I want to repeat, until your light is in the place of truth, it cannot prevail. So Jesus says something in John chapter 1 verse 9. If you take the Amplified Bible, it says, there it was the true light, the genuine, perfect, steadfast light, which coming into the world enlightens everywhere.
Hallelujah.
True light which prevails. It is a genuine light. It is perfect. It is steadfast. And it enlightens everywhere. It has dominance over everything.
Yes, Lord. Thank you for the true light.
That is the dominant light. Oh, Lazimando Bobosa. Beloved, you must ensure that you are carrying this genuine light.
In the name of Jesus.
You must ensure that you are carrying this perfect light. You must ensure that you are carrying this steadfast light, because this is the only light which prevails. You see, this figurative illustration of Jesus in Matthew 25 about the 10 virgins, beloved, to me, it is one of the most powerful and outstanding analogies Jesus used. Yes, because you see, that story fits almost every angle of life. Look, the five foolish virgins, they took their light to go and meet the bridegroom, but at the end, their light could not prevail because it lacked the substance that could cause their light to prevail. Their light, they carried light. But you see, that our light lacks something. And when you look at the verse I just read, the John 1:9, it lacked genuineness. Their light lacked perfection. Their light lacked steadfastness. So at the end, the light they were carrying could not serve its divine purpose.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Beloved, I want to state emphatically that any light that lacks these three things mentioned above can never stand the test of time. If your light lacks steadfastness, if your light lacks perfection, beloved, if your light lacks genuineness, it can never prevail. Yes, because any light, the true light of Christ you carry, it will be tested. Situations will test your light. And if it is not genuine, if it is not perfect, it is not steadfast, your light cannot prevail. Sometimes hardship will test your light. And if your light is not genuine, perfect, and steadfast, it cannot prevail. People of God, sometimes marital issues will test our light. And if it is not perfect, and steadfast, our light cannot prevail.
Hallelujah.
Sometimes even singlehood will test your light. I tell you.
Father, help me. Father, help me.
I tell you. But you see, if your light is not genuine, if it is not perfect, it is not steadfast, there is no way that light is going to prevail.
That's right.
Oh Lord Jesus. You know that story of the five virgins who were foolish? The light they carried, it could not serve its purpose because it lacked these three things. There are Christians who are carrying some form of light, but it is not prevailing because it is not the true light of Christ.
Lord, hallelujah.
Lord Jesus, help us. Lord, help us.
In the name of Jesus.
There are many believers in the body of Christ. They have some form of light, but it is not the true light of Christ. So they have been in the church for many years, but their light is not prevailing. You can't see any change in their life. When you see them, you cannot even decipher whether they are unbelievers or not. Their light is still prevailing.
Disco light.
Yes. Beloved, they carry strange light. They carry false light. They carry fake light. Oh Lord Jesus, if your light is fake, if it is strange, it is false, forget about prevalence. It cannot prevail. It can never prevail. Yeah. Yeah. Yes, disco light. Yes, flashing disco light. How can you? And what crowd would compare wunya be? Even flashing disco lights, what they compare what crowd wunya? Because it cannot go far. You can't see anywhere. Hallelujah.
Amen. Beloved.
We are laughing, but this is a serious matter.
Serious.
Yeah.
This is a serious matter.
God, where
Second
for
Corinthians
God,
11. Second Corinthians 11, verse 14. Bible says, and no wonder, for Satan himself masquerades as an angel of light. Satan himself masquerades as an angel of light. Other version says he disguises himself as an angel of light. So there are people who are carrying some form of light. But you see, it is a fake light. It is a strange light. Yeah. So as a Christian, I want to beseech you by the mercies of God that make sure the light you are carrying is the true light of Christ.
In
which
the
is
name of Jesus.
Amen. Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
Beloved, other than that, the prevailing light theme for the month would just be a religious jargon or hoax. It will just be a religious jargon. Yeah. Other than that, we'll be shouting on top of our voices, prevailing light, prevailing light. But its benefit will be elusive to us at the end. And I pray this will not be our story, in the name of Jesus.
Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Amen.
Oh Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Beloved, I want to tell you that in this world, every man is carrying some form of light.
Yes.
Yes. But the question we need to ask ourselves is that, why is it that only but a few people's light are prevalent? Don't be deceived that all lights are the same. No, they are not. Just look at Akodawo Okoye headlights. Compare it to Toyota Corolla headlights. Compare it to Land Cruiser headlights. Compare it to tipper track headlights. Compare it to articulated track headlights. Beloved, they are never the same. I want to be practical so that you will understand what we are talking about. It is not every light which is superior and can prevail. Men are carrying all forms of light. If you do not know, then I am telling you. If you have forgotten, then I am here to remind you. People are carrying strange light. People are carrying false light. People are carrying fake light. And that is what is making us to see what we are seeing. That is what is attributing to all the wickedness and the evil in our society. Because men are not carrying the true light of Christ which prevails. Men are not carrying the dominant light of Christ. Yeah. Sometimes you need to sit down and ask yourself why there is so much wickedness and evil in the world. Beloved, the answer is simple. Because men are not carrying the true light of Christ.
That's right. That is
why there is so much wickedness and evil in our society. I want to say that the prevalence of a man's light is determined by the kind of light he is carrying. The prevalence of a man's light, it is determined by the kind of light he is carrying. Yes, the presence of the true light of Christ in a believer's life is what causes him or her to have dominance over darkness. If the light you are carrying is not the true light of Christ, you can never have dominance over darkness. No wonder many believers are being dragged into darkness, because many of us are carrying strange lights. Yes, so our light is not able to prevail. May the Lord have mercy on us.
Amen.
In the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Proverbs
chapter 13, verse number 9. Proverbs chapter 13, verse number 9. Let's see what the word of God says. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The light of the righteous shines brightly, but the lamp of the wicked is snuffed out. You see, the wicked, they also carry some light too. As I said, they carry some strange light, and their strange light is not able to stand the test of time. Bible says it is being snuffed out. So know the type of light you are carrying as a believer.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen.
Oh Lord Jesus.
Amen.
People are carrying strange light. So there is backbiting. People are carrying strange and fake light. So there is envy. People are carrying strange light. So there is jealousy. People are carrying strange light. So there is hatred. Even sometimes among brethren, brothers and sisters are fighting against themselves. Church members are fighting against themselves. Because they are not carrying the true light of Christ, which is perfect, which is steadfast. Oh Lord Jesus. Oh Mazatu Zanlapa. Beloved, if we carry the true light of Christ, when Timmy were coming, it will stop.
Yes.
It will stop. This person has taken my position, it will stop. This person has taken my shine, it will stop. But because you see, oftentimes people are carrying strange lights. So you will find all these with Timmy were coming in the church, which is not helping the body of Christ to grow, to become attractive. Lord, have mercy on us.
Amen.
God, have mercy on us.
Amen.
People are carrying strange lights, I tell you. Yes. Leviticus chapter 10, verse 1. Oh, Lord Jesus.
Lord,
the Bible says, and Nadab and Abihu, the sons of Aaron, took either of them his censer, and put therein, and put incense thereon, and offered strange fire. Strange fire. Fire is light. Strange fire. Before the Lord, which he commanded them not. I don't want to go further. We know the implications that happened to these men. They offered strange fire, strange light, strange light, strange light. Allah Zunda Lakabuwa. Strange light. But do not prevail. They offered unto God. I tell you. You see, some of us, oh Lazima Kanta Labadu says, Lord help us. Lord have mercy. Lord have mercy. Lord have mercy.
Amen.
You see, in the atmosphere where men are carrying strange lights, backbiting is inevitable. Yeah, they are in the church, but you will see them jumping from one place to the other, saying untrue things about others just to get some favors. Oh Lord Jesus, anyone who does that has not come into contact with the true light of Christ, which prevails. Yeah. Any believer who does that, that person has not come into contact with the true light, which prevails. That person is carrying a strange light. Yeah. In the atmosphere where men are carrying strange lights, gossip becomes inevitable. They are in the church, but you see them jumping from one place to the other, talking about people in their absence. Beloved, such people, do not entertain them, because you see, as they are telling you about other people, whenever you live there, they are also taking your case to other people.
Yeah, very true.
So such people, do not entertain them, because they are carrying strange lights. Yeah. In the environment where men are carrying strange lights, envy and jealousy becomes inevitable. Yes. Yes. In any environment where men are carrying strange lights, hatred and slander becomes inevitable. Lord, have mercy on us. In the atmosphere where men are carrying strange lights, people of God, mischief and manipulation becomes inevitable. They are full of mischief. They are manipulators. Oh, Basanta. They find mischief because of certain largesse they want to enjoy, because of certain favors they want to have. So you see, they are among the brethren. Sometimes they are even your friends. They are even your close confidants. But they will be manipulating either people or systems against you. They are full of mischief. Beloved, anyone who is such, that person is carrying a strange light. He has not come into contact with the true light of Christ, which redeems. That person's light can never prevail because he or she is carrying a strange light.
That's right.
Yeah. In the terrain where men are carrying strange lights, beloved, greed is inevitable. When he sees that the brother or the sister is wearing a new clothes, he wants to kill him or herself.
If you are doing the work of God, cry, people are jealous.
Problem. Problem. Strange lights. Strange lights.
Strange lights.
What they do not want is that they will see a brother or a sister advancing small. Problem. Strange lights. Your light. It's not the true light of Christ. You are carrying strange light and it can never prevail. At the end, if you do not change, judgment is coming. In the terrain where men are carrying strange lights, beloved, sorcery and fetishism is inevitable. They are in the church. So, kuko shenim pasi, there is a pot under the bed. They are in the church. But they go and sprinkle something in their shop. They are in the church, but they have bansri around their waist. They are in the church, but they have some portion that they put on their tongue every day before they go out. May the Lord have mercy on us.
Amen.
You are carrying a strange light. It will not prevail. And if we do not change, the judgment of God is coming. In the atmosphere where men are carrying strange lights, Yebudidi is inevitable. Yebudidi. O Christoni washe apetesibites ashenem pasi. O koka ose we die mi chaka kredi ekodidi. O nyami hu mobo.
Amen.
A Christian, he has alcoholic liquor or bitters under the bed that he takes shots all the time when he want to go and eat. If you talk about it, say, oh, this one, it is for appetites. May the Lord have mercy on us. And one funny thing is that the only scriptures these people know and they have mastered in is certain verses they have taken out of context and twisted to support some of these things.
What they do.
Yes, they have taken certain verses out of context and they have twisted it to suit their parochial, they are evil and they are selfish agendas. Your light cannot prevail. And any light that do not prevail, you'll be cast out. Judgment will come upon you.
Yes.
As it happened to the five foolish virgins in Matthew 25. Because their light could not prevail. If any light that you are carrying is not a prevailing light, because it is not the true light of Christ, judgment will come upon
that's
you.
Right.
And you cannot survive.
That's right.
But I pray that may God have mercy on us. May we carry the true light of Christ. May we not carry any strange light. May we not carry any false light. May we not carry any fake light. In the mighty name of Jesus, so that at the end when Jesus has appeared, we will not be found wanting. I want us to pray that, Father, may I not carry any strange light.